Well, welcome everyone to episode 9 of Hunter Logan Unmiked, season 5. And we are caught up into real time. Now we're here in 2022 of January. So we're going to talk about some real things that are happening at HLE Radio and with Hunter Logan. This is the point I've been trying to get to. So we started season 1, episode 1. With basically my life growing up. So if you wanted to know about the real Hunter Logan, Hunter Logan Unmiked is it. My transition from church, going through a divorce, to getting to playing out in the world, to coming back to God, my spiritual journey, my learning as I go, my trials, my tribulations. All of it. It's out there. There are a few things I did not share. Out of respect for them, I did not expound on it. But here we are. Now, the last episode, the new CD, Prodigal 2, is out. Prodigal Part 2. Now, here's what I'm getting ready to do. So we had the Prodigal release. And I'm not doing a CD release on the Prodigal Part 2. It's just released. So all of that is out. You can go to Alexa and say, you know, play this, and that's cool, because it's no longer swamp pop music comes up. You can be specific and tell her what you want her to play. You can say, hey, Alexa, play Man on the Middle Cross by Hunter Logan, and she'll do
Man
it.
Man on the Middle Cross by Hunter Logan on Amazon Music.
Oh, I forgot she was in here. Alexa, stop. I forgot I had it in here. Where I was cool. Which leads me into one of the things I'm going to talk about anyway. I don't want to jump ahead of that. So I'll come back to the Man on the Middle Cross. But we released the single, and it's not even Man on the Middle Cross. It's When Jesus Walked By. That seems, for the prelims, that seems to be going over really well. And it's not even a song that I wrote. It's a song that was written a long time ago by a lady who was 11 years old at the time, or 13 years old at the time. And it was by a group who's no longer together. But they were doing it in the 80s. And I thought it was their song, and I got in contact with one of the remaining members that was left. And he's the one who gave me the backstory on it and told me how to get in touch with the lady, who is now, of course, I'm not going to say her age, but the song hadn't even been published yet. And the reason that the other group didn't record it is because they didn't write it. But it had been circulated many times, and I had seen it on Facebook. Now, I don't do the song the exact way that they do it. I kind of made it into a fast shuffle two-step. But the way they did it, it reminded me of when we used to open up for the Hensons, when we were the Words of Faith singers when I was growing up. I was a 14-year-old playing lead guitar in a band. We talked about that in the episode. One of the previous seasons, I think season 2 maybe. And it had reminded me of that, and I'd listened to it. It was one of the first times I started playing again, playing out. In fact, it was the first time I played out. And I asked my buddy Nathan Areno to come with me. I said, hey man, we're going to go do music with a message. John Randolph, my friend, great guy. He does this in Maybank, Texas. And he needed somebody to come. And so we came and did it. But I needed a shuffle-style song. I didn't have any songs written at the time. I didn't have all the songs that I wrote. I didn't have any written at the time. In fact, I did some off my previous album, like Boogie in the Swamp. I was looking for songs that I had written that really weren't bad. Because everything up to that point that I had written was always about somebody getting left or cheating with somebody and not getting caught. It was that kind of stuff. So I was looking for something that I had written that wasn't promoting anything sinful, to say the least. So I did a few of those and a couple of songs that I play here at HLE Radio that I had did in my church. But I had needed another song. And I remembered that song, so I decided to do it up-tempo as a shuffle. Just sped it up. And it worked. And it went over really well. So when I would go out different places, I would do that song, like in churches. And when I was in a church or something, or in front of people, I would do that song. And I would do it that way. And it would just go over really well. And that's how it got on the Prodigal Part 2. And then when I let some other people listen to it, he said, man, that ought to be a release. That ought to be your first release. Well, actually, Shack Up With The Devil was the first release from The Prodigal. Here I am with The Prodigal Part 2. And I'm getting ready to release a song off of that. And I have 12 more songs off the first album that I haven't released. So I'm thinking, well, here's a pool of 23 songs. And you can just hold those and release them at will. I don't know if it's OCD or what. I don't like odd things. I like odd numbers, but I don't like them in events. Like my favorite number is 3. So I like odd numbers, but I don't like odd things. Everything has to be proportionate, if that makes any kind of sense. So here's what I'm going to do. I have one more song to write, and then I'm going to put it, that'll make 24 songs, and I'm going to call it The Prodigal Project. And I'm going to put it on a jump drive. So that'll be the end of the prodigal stuff, period. The chapter is over, but the project will be done too with one more song. And I'm working on that song now. I have half of it done. And when I get the other half done, I'll just add it to that. Have the jump drive that says The Prodigal Project. And we'll have that ready. I'm not going to get any CDs done, just the jump drive. The only reason I got the CDs done is for the older people who are not digitally savvy. So everything is on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon, all the places that you get digital music, it's there. But I've got one more song to add to that, and then I'm going to put that there. So November, new single, Prodigal Part 2. It's the 1st of December, and one of our churches, Willette Christian Church, and they are in Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee. And a good friend of ours, Darren Dickens, happens to go to that church. He gets in touch with me, says, hey, our board would like you to come up here and talk about HLE Radio. They would like you to let them know everything that's going on so that they can meet about renewing. I'm like, absolutely, man, I'd love to. And he said, and why don't you send us some of your music and then we'll have some songs ready for you. And you can do some songs while you're there too. I said, awesome, man. And those of you who aren't friends with Darren Dickens, you should friend him on Facebook. I met him when he came with Brent Harrison for the first time at a family reunion. Now, he may clown around a lot, and he loves to joke and pick. The guy is a serious musician, and he's a great Christian brother, too. He's one of those guys you can count on. He just is. He just is. He's good people. And so is his wife. They're a great couple. They know how to do things right. I just want to go on record as saying they know how to do things right. They do. And of course, they were our tour guides up there. So to say, they took us around, showed us a great time. The Willette Christian Church, who is on HLE Radio. And if you listen to HLE Radio, you know I've talked over and over about how we need more churches on. And I'm not going to go into that on here, but I got to say it again. That is one happy church. It just restored my faith somewhat to know that there are happy churches. I've been in so many churches that aren't happy. And I ain't kidding when I say that. That was just a happy church. I'm going to sidebar for a minute. I want to say this. And it reinforces what God put in my spirit the other day. My generation. And those folks in there aren't my generation. It's the generation under me. My generation went to sleep. If my generation does not get their act together, he will extend the lifespan of the older generation, which he is doing, till the next generation under me gets raised up. There was a lot of happy people in that church, but it was a generation under me. I'm telling you. Anyway, let me get back to the podcast. So we did some songs Sunday morning. The guys that he plays with, fantastic musicians, man. It went great. The talk went great. And they're going to stay on with us another year. So praise the Lord for that. But I had such a great time. Stayed in a wonderful bed and breakfast they put us up in. It was just phenomenal, man. The favor of God. And God's favor. And I look for more of it in 2022. I ain't going to lie. I do. We get back from there and I get a phone call. And it's to go broadcast Jenna Faith's Christmas concert live. And I'm like, absolutely. We love Jenna Faith. We love all our artists. Happy to do it. So we're going to go to Floresville, Texas, the week before Christmas. And then we're going to go broadcast this concert live. And then I'm not going to drive back, so I don't want to do a replay. So we're going to do the morning show live at Jenna's house. The last time we did a live morning show at a house was at Brad Allen's house when we were at Crossfire Gospel Band. I was playing bass for them, filling in on bass with them. And that was at after Thanksgiving back in 2014, I think, or 2013. Might have even been 2013. It was 2013, 2014. That's how long it's been since we did a remote in someone's home. But this year, going in 2022, if I'm on the road and if all possible, I am going to do the remote wherever I'm at. If there's internet, I'm going to do it. So if it's in a hotel room, somebody's home, however it shakes out, I want to do the morning show live. I do not want to do replays if I don't have to. There might come a time where I have to drive and there's no way around it, then I'll do a replay. But if I can at all do it live, I'm going to do the show live. This coming year. I want to make an effort to do that. I really do. The broadcast. I got all different kind of connections for the board. But the board. I needed one more connection. But the board is a little bit too small. Than what I needed. See, the board I originally had. I took and put it with the road gear for performing live. When I go out as Hunter Logan. The musician. And I used the smaller board. For broadcasting live. Well, if I need more than two channels, it's not going to work because I only have one XLR plug. So lesson learned. We had a little buzz and we had to share a mic. Now the buzz I couldn't do nothing about because it was from their equipment. There was nothing I could do to change that, but we had to share the mic for the morning show. Which, if my figuring is right, I might be able to not even need a board. I might be able to do it USB all the way. So I'm going to see how that's going to work. I'm going to try that out for my next live remote broadcast, I should say. Now I'm going to leave that right there. The next episode, I'm going to tell you about my sleep study. Me trying to imitate Bob Vila. And about our royalty drive. Maybe not necessarily in that order, but I'm going to tell you all of that as we are now in real time. I want to thank you for tuning in, checking me out. Check me out in the morning show. Check me out Monday through Friday on HLE Radio, our sister station, Saddle Up Radio, free apps in your store. I start at 7 a.m. Central Time, also on Twitter. Facebook, Choice Social. You can catch all my music on all digital platforms. HunterLogan.org is the website for all things Hunter Logan. We got some merch. We got some new merch coming. Remember, Duke 28-2. I'll see you on the next video.